producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's what David has done. David called me at the end of last hour, and he has a marriage that's certainly in disarray, that he's basically had a wife that for 25 of the 28 years that they've been together has had multiple affairs, and whenever he finds out about it, she just says, well, if you're not making me happy, I'll go find someone who does. And he's saying that he's at the end of his rope. And I'm saying, well, you have to decide that, I mean, you're not going to change her behavior. You're going to have to change your own. And hers may or may not change because of that. But you've basically said, number one, it's my fault. Number two, it's okay for you to do it. I'll take you back. And number three, when you're discontent, just have another affair, and then I'll find out about it, and then I'll be a better husband for a while. Which is sort of to say it's rewarding negative behavior doesn't begin to explain how much, you know, it's not what you want to do. And I mean, it does give you the incredible powerful position of being the martyr, but it's not much fun to be a martyr. And martyrs really aren't appreciated very much. They look great on vellum, but being around a martyr is kind of a pain in the neck. So, and to say you're staying together for the sake of the children is maybe I think it's convenient fiction in that, you know, the kids aren't learning how to do a good marriage, and presumably they're old enough to understand that this isn't, you know, it's not very happy.
Right.
So, and I said, you know, there may be another question here that you want to come up with, so I wanted to give you the opportunity to see if you could figure out what that might be.
Well, I can't really think of another question. I mean, as I sit and listen to you, you've already said stuff I already know, and you know, I haven't dealt with it. I'm not really sure why. I don't think I'm playing a martyr thing because I work overtime to make sure that this never gets out. But
well, I mean, you don't have to be a public martyr. You can be a private martyr as well.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, and the deal in the relationship is I'm the good guy, you're the bad guy. Except she's actually done a fairly masterful job of sort of upsetting that notion, because she's saying it's really your fault that you know, that I have affairs, not mine.
Yeah, and I never really thought about it until you said it that way. I mean, the first, you know, I mean, I don't know. The first few years it happened, you know, three or four times, and there was, you know, like a 15-year hiatus, and I guess I you know, in my mind, I thought everything was fantastic, and I imagine you've heard that a million times, but then when it happened again, it was just like, I cannot believe this. I really was done. I did not want to go on. I'm not even sure why I stayed with her.
Well, but that may be an important thing to figure out.
Yeah, maybe it is. I mean, 3-4 years ago when this happened, I was almost relieved, thinking, you know what, I don't have to play this game anymore.
Well, but you did. You decided to stay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. I mean, as I was sitting on break, I'm thinking, why? I mean, I do care about her. I do love her. I you know, she's asked me multiple times, well, you probably just go get remarried. And I'm like, that's just a dumb question. I don't even know where that comes from. But I don't know why I've stayed with her. I don't know why I stayed with her the first time when we got married.
Well, none of that makes any difference at this point. I mean, the important issue at this moment is, what do you do now? You can't undo. You can't sort of leave her retrospectively. You just need to figure out, you know, what do I want to do now?
Yeah, because the pressure of always, you know, if there's something I just disagree with, and, you know, two people are going to have disagreements, right? I mean, you can't say.
We're not talking about disagreements. We're talking about staying with a woman who cheats.
Well, but this, yeah, that. But my thing is, I very seldom tell her what I'm thinking because I'm afraid it's just going to go to.
Well, but again, is this the kind of relationship you want to be in?
No.
Well,
no,
then what are you willing to do about it?
Walk away.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I mean, and I'm not I'm not trying to convince you to walk away. I'm saying.
No, I guess what I'm willing to do is just, there's conversations that I need to have. There's things that come up again. And that's what's brought it up again. I find myself going, oh, crap, I don't want to go there. But there are things I need to be able to just go and say.
Well, maybe that's, maybe that's the sort of thing to do at this moment is to say to her, look, I've kind of squelched myself because there's always the threat of you leaving, but I need to talk with you about some things. And I guess if this is the time that you decide you want to leave, let's at least do it together. Let's do it open-handedly. Let's do it without, we don't have to be, that there is some dignity in it for both of us. And so maybe that's the thing to do at this moment is just to say, we need to talk. And I don't know what the thing is that you need to talk about. If it's her affairs, that's kind of counterproductive. If there are other things in the marriage.
It's just other marriages. It's just a compilation of stuff that I just let slide because I don't want to deal with it.
Maybe you need to figure out what it is that you want to talk about at this moment. And with the idea being, look, here's some things that I think we need to talk about that I've been really careless about doing. I've been cowardly about doing it because I guess I felt like if we talked about them that that you would leave me. And so if the deal is that this is the fork in the road, then let's at least do it honestly and do it together and do it maybe regretfully, but we're not going to be sneaky about it. Let's see where we are.
Okay. Well, you have helped.
Good.
And I thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. 855-99-DR-JOY. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
My call is not necessary now because you got him to the point. He didn't he hear himself early in the conversation? Whenever she was irritated, he pulled away and then she had the affair. He could pull out the lesser gun of not pulling. She pulls out the big gun after he won't talk to her. So
okay, well, we got that taken care of, as you pointed out.
That's what I'm saying. My call's mute now, but it was at the end of the conversation that he finally realized. He was so slow. Anyway.
Now, Helen, we don't comment on other people's situations. We only comment on our own.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Alice. What's on your mind?
I have a 16-year-old daughter. She turns 16 in September. She's got a boyfriend. There's a couple issues here. I have found pot in her room twice. Her and her boyfriend has gotten into my car, and they smell like pot. She has denied it. She goes out. She doesn't text me or call me to let me know where she's at. And I just asked her just to let me know what time you're coming home, how you're coming home, because he doesn't live around us. And at this point, I'm not sure what to do. I'm at the end of my rope.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
What's the age of the other one?
18.
18-year-old still living at home?
With his dad and here. More at his dad's.
So
I tried to work with my ex.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I tried to work with my ex to say we need to be on the same page with our daughter because when she gets upset with me, she runs to him and stays there. And it's just not working.
So what happens? So how does this kid do in school?
Not good.
What does not good mean?
She failed last year. She failed English, so she had to take summer school.
How did she do in summer school?
She did good.
How long have you and... Well, that's good. So she's what, a sophomore now?
Our high school is different than yours. She's in high school. She's
right.
In grade 10.
Well, that would make her a sophomore.
Okay, we just go elementary, high school, college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would make her sophomore in high school. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So she did well in summer school. So the issue is what at this moment?
The issue is I'm concerned about, the pot I found downstairs. I have asked her.
What did you do with the pot when you found it?
I approached her. Her and her dad. Her dad was here, and we both approached her.
All right. Well, when we come back, you can tell me what she said. All right. Hopefully you didn't give it back to her. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We were talking about your 16-year-old, and you said both you and her father confronted her about the pot. What happened?
She denied it.
What'd you say? She was just holding it for a friend.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
so it. What did you do with the pot?
She had to throw it out.
Okay.
And That was the end of it. The first time, it was in, some pot was in a vial, and I wasn't quite sure what it was. So I took it to the police, and they said it was cut with something, but they couldn't make out what it was. So that's the first time I approached her. Then the second time was a bag of it. And again, it's not hers. It's a friend's.
Well, what did you? I would say to her, okay, but that means that we don't bring pot into the house.
Absolutely.
And
I've done
that. Did she agree with that?
Somewhat she did.
You know, it seemed to me, look, the kid smoking pot doesn't make anybody happy. And she's going to point out that it's legal in a bunch of states, and you're going to point out it's not legal for minors, and she's still a minor, and yada, yada. But, I mean, I think the real issue here is that, do you think she's having sex with her boyfriend?
I do. I had found some unwrapped condoms in her room, and I have taken to the doctor, and she denies that, too.
But the good news about her having condoms is presumably she's having sex, she's using condoms, which is,
yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
All right, so that, and you know, I would talk, have you talked with her about sex?
Yeah, I have.
What have you said?
I have told her that, first of all, I don't want any kids. She can get, you know, all kinds of diseases. She needs protection.
Look, kids, sooner or later, kids are going to be sexual. I mean,
that's right.
So, you know, I think the idea of scaring the daylights out of her about sex really doesn't make any long or short-term sort of solution. I would say, look, you're not going to ask me for permission to have sex when you're ready to have sex. I didn't ask my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the deal. If you're old enough to have sex, you're old enough to be responsible about sex, which it sounds to me she is being. That she's using condoms, whether it makes any sense for her to be on birth control, I think is something the two of you can talk about. But I think the idea is not scaring the daylights out of her about sex or suggesting that it's the devil's playground, but saying she's 16 and presumably, does she have any plans for herself once she graduates from high school?
This is everything I'm worried about. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. And I'm doing whatever I can.
Have you asked her what she wants to do when she graduates high school?
She does not know.
Okay. What's she good at?
Well, she has a horse. She loves horses.
Good.
She's very athletic. But she has shown no interest in it since she's had this boyfriend. So, it's just...
Well, how long has she had the boyfriend?
I would say... No, it's been 5 months.
So what's he interested in?
Sports.
Okay. Is he planning to go to school?
He's planning on going to college.
Okay. Have you pointed that out to her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know
where he's going to go to college yet.
Well, I mean,
but she says she'll bear that cross when it comes to it. She'll take care of it when it comes to that.
Well, I mean, it would seem to me, look, here's the deal. You've got a kid, and it's really easy to get distracted by the pot because it's easy to get distracted by. It's not really the issue. The issue is here's a kid who's kind of, how long have you been divorced?
Oh, we've been divorced for 10 years.
Okay. You've heard me before say, here's my deal with parents of teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Five goals. Graduate high school, because without a high school diploma, you're doomed to second-class citizenship. No pregnancy, because that'll also doom you to second-class citizenship.
That's right.
No drug addiction, obvious. Not in a car accident, because that's dangerous. And no police record. Pass that. And, I'd say that to her. I'd say, these are the five things I want for you. Anything you want past that, obviously school has not been your favorite thing. You love horses. You're athletic. And so maybe you can think about working with horses or going to veterinary school or whatever you want to do. Here are my five goals for you. How can I help you best do those? Pot's not going to help you because it's not going to help you to study, not going to help you. Your school is not your favorite thing. And so having as clear a mind as possible, tell me what I can do to help you do this. And she's going to say, I guarantee you, I don't know. But you're a smart grown up, and you're going to say, "Well, let's figure it out together." What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
College.
Okay. What did you study in college?
I am a nail technician.
And you went to college for that?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Did you do very well in school?
I did so-so. Growing up, my mom had died when I was young, so my parents, I didn't really have any parents, so I did very well considering I was on my own.
Well, I mean, I think you can say to her, you know, that I don't think I'd point out to her that she has a mother and you didn't, because what she'll snarkily say under her breath is, well, you were lucky, and you don't need that, and she doesn't need that, so let's not go there. But I think what you can do is say to her, look, I'm your mom, I love you, I know school isn't your favorite thing, wasn't my favorite thing either, but let's figure out how to get you through school, how to get you through the next 2 years, or 2.5 years, and then you're on your own. You can do whatever you want to do. So let's figure out how to do that. And you know, the pod thing, again, I'm not supportive of any of kids. I'm not supportive of drugs in general, but I'm certainly not supportive of kids using drugs. But it's really easy to get distracted by that. That isn't the issue. The issue is this: a kid who's not paying much attention to school. I mean, the good news is it does sound to me that she is using birth control. And you know, I think what we're really trying to do here is just help her to get through high school and then figure out what she wants to do with the rest of her life. And anything that supports that is good. Anything that offsets that is bad. And I think it's that simple at this moment. It's not easy, and I know that you want more for your kid than she wants for herself right now. But I'm not sure what role her dad plays in this. But I think if you can get him on the same page of here are the five goals. Has your son graduated high school?
He will be in June.
Okay. Is he a better student than she is?
He loves school.
Okay. Has he talked to his sister at all about this?
No.
You know, he may not be a bad ally.
Pardon?
I just said he may not be a bad ally. What were you about to say to me?
And this is another thing that really concerns me, is that her boyfriend's letting her drive his parents' vehicle. She has only had her license since September. She's supposed to be in a car with a licensed driver for at least 3 years. What if something should happen? She's behind that wheel. He's allowing her to drive his parents' car.
Listen, I'm sympathetic with it. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about that.
Okay.
You know, listen, my dear, you have the ability to focus on exactly the wrong stuff over which you have no control. And she's really good at floating it in front of you so it makes you crazy. The thing to focus on is what you can do as a parent. Help her to get through high school. Make sure she's using birth control. Point out that marijuana is not going to help her study at all. I would certainly, you know, I might enlist my 18-year-old son who's good at school to talk with her about how important it is to finish school. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in just a second. And Tom, I'll get to you in just a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Alice, who's got a 16-year-old who's kind of flinging the bait in front of Alice, and Alice kind of swallows it, which is, I mean, look, kids always know more about us than we know about our kids, but she's saying, look, I have a boyfriend, look, you know, I'm holding pot for a friend. And I think, with respect, let's just go through them one at a time. I think I would say, look, no drugs in the house, period. And if I find it, where was it?
In a room.
So you go through her room?
No, it was in a box. Yes.
See, that's one of the things I think you're going to have to deal with. And I'm not crazy about kids having drugs, but I think in the long run, the fact that she feels that you don't trust her and she can't trust you is going to do more damage to your relationship than pot. And I think if she were my kid, what I would say at this moment is, look, here are the five things. High school, get you through high school, not pregnant, not arrested, no car accidents, and not addicted to any drugs, period. That's it. And anything past, and I want, those are the five goals I have for the two of us together. You tell me how we can do that, what I can do to help you. In the meantime, no drugs in the house. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go through your email. I'm not going to go through your phone. I'm not going to go through your drawers. That either we trust each other or we don't. That you're a grown-up human being in terms of sex. I'd like to think that you could come to me if there's a problem. You know, if you want to be on the pill, let's at least talk about this. I think you at least need an OBGYN exam. If you're going to start being sexual, you need to make sure you use a condom every time. You don't need to, you know, to have a pregnancy involved in this. But, you know, let's figure out how we can get you through the next 2 years. The problem is that the more she doesn't trust you, the sneakier she's going to become, and the more she's going to justify anything she does. And she's 16. She may need an adult in her life, and it's going to either be you or her dad, or hopefully, you know, somebody, or the friend, you know, the parent of a friend, which is a lot chancier. I think you're going to have to redo the relationship with her. And you saying at the end of your rope, I don't even know what that means. You can't divorce your child. And
no, of
certainly
course not.
Our children can make us crazier than anybody else. But I think you need to have a sit-down, non-hysterical, grown-up talk with your daughter that says, you know, I love you. I know this has not been easy. Let's talk about what's really going on here. I'm willing to stop snooping if you're willing to be a bit more trustworthy. Let's get you through school, and then you can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what she has a sense is that you can't stand her. And I know that kids can be irritating as the very dickens. But she doesn't have the sense that you love her or trust her at all or even like her. And I'm sure there are days where you don't, but it's still not, you know, kids really need to know that there's a safe place for them to be. And the parents are basically, that's the best we can hope for, because otherwise they're going to glom on to some, you know, some pimply-faced kid who is no more able to handle that than anything else. And he has an agenda. I mean, he's seeing life through a spermy green haze, and he may be a great kid, but he's a kid.
I understand.
All right. Hang in there. You've only got a couple more years. Then you get to deal with the grandchildren.
I'm already doing that. Okay.
Who's got you've got grandchildren?
Well, I do have an older boy. He lives out. He doesn't live around us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe she's, I mean, you know, what's the deal about the grandchildren?
Oh, he's married. He's married. My oldest son, he's married.
How much time do you spend with a grandchild?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay, you just got to make your daughter, don't make her being competitive with a grandchild for attention.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely not.
But she's got some work to do here, kiddo, and it's not much fun work, and she's not going to be very grateful about it, but it's still the right thing to do. And I know you grew up without a mom, but so be the mom that you wish you had had.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the mom that you wish you had wasn't the disciplinarian and wasn't the parole officer. It was the loving, supportive. And you don't have to love, you don't have to support everything she does, but find some stuff about her to support. I think it'll make a huge difference to both of you.
Okay.
All righty.
I want to thank you so much.
Okay, kiddo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Call me if you need me. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for
Hello,
taking
Tom.
My call.
You're most welcome. Yes. I'm going to help.
Well, this is about my son, Dr. Joy. He lives in North Carolina. He just moved down there from Albany. We live in New Jersey. He's announced to us that he's going to get married down there.
Mm-hmm.
To someone. The complication is he's marrying, we happen to be Roman Catholic, okay?
Okay.
My cousin's a priest, my sister-in-law's a nun. My cousin married all of us, including me and my wife. He intends to get married outside of the church into some non-denominational church. And as Catholics, we're not allowed to, or we shouldn't go to those, you know, ceremonies, because it's not recognized.
I thought that had eased up a little bit in the last couple of years.
Well, not that I'm aware of, but, I mean, it could be. But the point is, Doctor, not only that, it's the fact that we can't afford, not me personally, but my family can't afford to have a wedding down there. I mean, how do you, logistics of the whole thing are, like...
Tom, before we go on, let me just explain to you the rules of of marriage, and because as you know, it's a time-honored institution. You get married where the bride's family is, not where the groom's family is.
Well, that's what complicates it even more, Doctor. She's not from North Carolina. She's from Connecticut.
Well, but it may be, did she go to school down there?
No, my son met her in Albany, and they moved down there together.
Well, but Tom, they get to get married where they want to get married. I mean, you know, it's so you're not going to win anything on this one. If I mean, what you can do is there are a bunch of things that you can do. You can say, listen, kiddo, how about if we had, bless you, a couple of ceremonies that you could have, you know, a reenactment. She's probably not going to go for a Roman Catholic ceremony, but you could have a luncheon for them. You could suggest, look, your mom and I can come down, but your grandparents would love to be there. And one of the possibilities is, instead of giving them any contribution to the wedding or wedding gifts, say, listen, instead of giving you a toaster or something or a down payment on the house or whatever it is that you were planning to do, how about if we flew your grandparents down? I mean, there are lots of ways of doing this, but suggesting that he should get married in the church that you want him to get married in the town you want him to get married in Eagle Fly. And what it'll do is it'll create great amity at a time that's very important to both of you, for you to be supportive of your son. Have you met the bride?
Yes.
Do you like her?
No.
Well, okay, I'd keep that very much to myself. Why don't you like her?
I don't know, Doctor. It's just her personality, her appearance. I mean, it's a lot of things. But
well,
I mean, I don't.
How old is your son?
He's 32.
Did your parents like your bride?
Yes.
Do you remember how good that felt?
Yes, I did. And I didn't share any of this with him because I'm
good.
Smarter than
right.
that. But.
So listen, this is one of those times that you get to be, we get to nominate Tom for the Oscar in family relations. If you're going to be charming, you don't have to be a hypocrite, but you have to be charming and welcoming and positive. And listen, I mean, I don't know what time of year they're getting married. Maybe there's, you know, you can charter a bus or something from New Jersey to North Carolina. How far is it? It's what, like 8 hours or something?
About 10 hours.
All right, so maybe instead of flying, what we do is we, you know, get a bus or something and everybody goes to the wedding. I mean, Tom, look, I'm saying that it may not be the world's most convenient thing to do, but they get to choose. And he's not a baby. And you know, if you want to, I mean, this is your opportunity to make your son feel like a good guy, not a bad guy. And he basically, as you know, because you've already been through it, the groom's job at a wedding is to show up and not throw up, and that's about it. It's the bride's deal. So if she wants to get married on Mars, they get married on Mars. That
well, they put a time at like 3 years from now. I mean.
Well, then you've got a lot of time. Then you listen, who knows what's going to happen in 3 years, number one. Number two, start saving money. Instead of giving them wedding gifts or instead of giving them Christmas or birthday gifts, start a, you know, Tom Jr.'s wedding fund and have everybody, instead of the grandparents and aunts and uncles, instead of doing sort of giving them things that they don't really want at 25 or 30 bucks a pop, have them put it into a savings account. And by the time the wedding comes along, you may have some serious cash in there.
I understand. One other question I have, Doctor. My son, I don't know, he seems to be devoid of emotion. If that makes any sense, he doesn't call often at all. I mean,
all right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. I mean, I need to know a little bit more about the family dynamic. How many kids you have? What your relationship with him is? Whether he feels that you're supportive of him. All right. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking to Tom from New Jersey, who says, okay, my 33-year-old son has found a bride. They want to get married in North Carolina, but it's not going to be for a couple of years, but it's really inconvenient. I'm saying tough. You can certainly organize a a celebration afterward, which is not an uncommon thing to do. People have these things which drive me nuts, to be quite honest, Tom, so I'm kind of sympathetic on some level. They're destination weddings, which are wildly expensive in some place that's really fun for the bride and groom because they get a free honeymoon because, the hotel, and it's wildly expensive for everybody else to get there. But that, I mean, it's their choice. They can do what they want to do. And what a lot of people have done, because they can't really afford to schlep everybody there, is to have a party for them when they come back. And so there are lots of ways of celebrating nuptials, but what you don't want to do is go on record as opposing somebody's nuptials, because it will haunt the relationship for a very long time, if not forever. So you were saying that, I'm saying, look, you got a couple of years, so have everybody contribute to the fund instead of giving meaningless gewgaws, and by the time they get married, assuming they actually do, there may be some serious coin in there, and everybody can, you know, you charter a bus or something, and everybody go down together. I mean, you can figure out something, because you've got a little bit of time. You said that you feel that your son doesn't show much emotion. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Which one is he?
He's the second oldest. I have a daughter that's 34. He's 32, and my youngest son is 28.
So, well, I mean, your son's the middle child, which is certainly the complicated situation in a family. Are you and mom together?
Yes, we're married 36 years.
Okay, does he have a better relationship with his mom than he does with you?
Yeah. I know when he calls her sometimes. He calls me sometimes, too, but I guess she's easier to talk to than I am. I mean, I'm not hard to talk to, but I mean...
Do you ever call him just to chat?
Yes, of course. But he's like, he can't even hold a conversation sometimes, Doctor. It's just superficial things that he talks about, you know?
What is it that you'd like him to talk with you about?
Well, I mean, maybe his job. Like, everything you talk to him about, you have to pull out of him. You know, I try to talk to him about his job. I try to talk to him about
what kind of job does he have?
He's, for lack of a better term, if I understand it correctly, he's a news director. Like, he choreographs the news.
So he works for a TV or a radio station?
A TV station, yes.
Okay. So what is it that you want to know about his job?
Well, nothing in particular, Doctor. I mean, just the whole conversation with him, because...
What do you think, what's he comfortable talking about?
Pardon me?
What's he comfortable talking about?
He might be comfortable talking about something like Star Wars.
Okay, then talk with him about Star Wars. Go see Interstellar, which actually made $2.5 million less than they expected it to. So you can say to him, did you see it? I mean, talk about what he's interested in.
I understand what you're saying, of course. You know, I wish that I could do it as easily as it's being said. You know what I mean? He shuts you out, like, in a lot of ways.
Well, but it sounds to me that he's getting the same sense from you that I'm getting from you, is that you want to talk about what you want to talk about, and you're not particularly interested in what he wants to talk about. And
he really does not talk much, Doctor. I mean, he's...
Well, but Tom, I just asked you what he wanted to talk about, and you said Star Wars.
Well, so that's what I know that he likes.
Well, but Tom, when's the last time the two of you spent time, just the two of you?
Recently. I drove down there in the last month, in about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, just you?
Well, me and my wife.
When's the last time the two of you, hear my question, when's the last time you spent time, just you and your son?
Well, we were down there. I spent a day together with him.
Was your wife along?
Yes, she was. Well, she was
Tom,
there, but
hear my question. When is the last time you, yourself, by yourself, spent time with your son by himself?
Exactly that, Doctor. We went down and I spent one day alone with him, and my wife did too, because I wanted to get on like that basis with him.
Okay, so what did you and your son do when you had your day together?
Well, actually what we did is we went to a gun show down there.
Okay.
You know. And he's not particularly interested in that, but that was one of the things that I found to do because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't native of the area.
Well, why don't we find things that he liked to do?
Well, that's fine. I asked him for places, and, you know, that's what we came up with. You know,
okay.
He didn't, you know.
So I mean, how did it work?
It went okay, Doctor. But like I said, when we go down there, you know, we went to his apartment, you know, and you would think that he would, like, offer you, like, you know, glass of milk and maybe, you know, some cookies or something like that, but he doesn't even make those preparations, even knowing that we're coming down there. You know what I mean? It's just, it just seems like he doesn't plan ahead for things to make life easier. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it sounds like he may not be the most social creature in the world.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, but he is who he is. And I think our job as parents is to help our children become the best they can be by acknowledging what we value in them and what they value in themselves. And it sounds like, he's a classic middle child, that he doesn't know how to be as charming and as adorable as his big sister and as good at school. And he doesn't know how to be, for a while he got to be the baby, but that role got taken away from him pretty quickly. So he can't be cute and helpless and easy to get along with. He can't be charming and adept, which means right. What he is bristly. So your job is to find things that make him feel comfortable about himself and happy about himself. And as you hear me talk about all the time, although, to be quite honest, I talk much more about women dealing with their moms than I do men dealing with their dads. But it's the same phenomenon, that sometime in our late 20s, early to mid-30s, is when we begin to deal with our parents as human beings as opposed to mom and dad. And so, but we get a veto power on it. We get to decide what we want to do as opposed to just doing what they want to do or ignoring what they want to do. So it sounds to me that you and your son, I'm glad neither of you shot each other, that sort of saying to him, gee, that was really great spending a little bit of time with you. Let's figure out, would you like to go to a baseball game next year, or should we go to the Super Bowl, or maybe there's a car show, or I don't know what you like to do. I don't know what he likes to do, but maybe that's a place to start, of just kind of working out. And he's never going to be as charming as the baby, and he's never going to be as adept as your daughter. But you can maybe help him to be a little bit more social, at least with you, and maybe with other people as well. Okay, but the way to start is not by giving him a hard time about the wedding. All right, and just say to him, wow, you've given us a lot of time to plan. That's great. Maybe we'll start having everybody contribute to the fund so we can get a bus or something and bring your grandparents down. Just try being more of an equal to him and see where you get. All right, give it a try. Call me back if you need me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.